Carlisle, some producers were able to continue their harvest operations without issue while others were slowed down due to cool, damp weather. Harvest progress for the region is at 65%, up from 57% last week but well behind the five-year average of 78%. Many producers in the western half of the region have wrapped while those on the eastern half are still struggling with crop that won't dry down. Canola has been especially troublesome with some producers still applying desiccants. There was not much widespread precipitation in the region this past week. Most areas saw between 1 to 10 millimeters. However, the Moosomin area received 30 millimeters and the Glenavon area 15 millimeters. While the rain may not be ideal for harvesting, it has helped lower the fire risk in fields as well as help pasture grasses recover before the freeze-up. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 2% surplus, 63% adequate, 33% short and 2% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 3% surplus, 49% adequate, 34% short and 10% very short. Once harvest has concluded, a good soaking rain would be very beneficial for the soils and pasture grasses in the region. Pasture conditions are rated as 7% excellent, 49% good, 33% fair, 9% poor and 2% very poor. Rainfall early in the season allowed for some pastures to grow quickly and improve their ability to support cattle grazing. Now they are beginning to dry down again and more rain will be needed before winter to help the grass recover. The majority of crop damage this past week was due to wind and frost. Most crops have been well beyond the threat of damage due to being harvested or are too far matured. There was also damage caused by wildlife and waterfowl. Producers are busy combining, harrowing, spraying, hauling bales and grain and moving cattle.